The invasion of the Soviet Union on Afghanistan took place in December of 1979, and it remained in Afghanistan until February of 1989. In 1986, photojournalist Bruce Richardson worked for the United States Information Agency. He conducted photo workshops for various Afghan news agencies in Pakistan. Extensive collections of those photos and other documents ended up being owned by UNO.
He did donate many items, photographs, papers, research notes, to UNO Libraries, Archives, and Special Collections.
Claire Dulaney, Outreach Archivist at the UNO Library, has displayed photos from Richardson when he made frequent trips to Afghanistan to report on the war as freelance journalist. These photos and others taken by Richardson and his students are currently part of an exhibit curated by additional exhibit materials, including maps of 20th century Afghanistan.
A relationship was cultivated, I believe, in the early 90s, and it was facilitated by Shahista Wahab, Afghan collection curator at the time.
The British tried to invade Afghanistan in the 19th century, when it was the world superpower. But in 1919, it had to leave Afghanistan and grant them independence. The British and the Soviets have in common that when they invaded Afghanistan, they had empires of the first order, which soon after began to crumble. 20 years after the U.S. invasion in 2001 and a subsequent war that caused hundreds of thousands of fatalities, the Joe Biden administration decided to withdraw troops from Afghanistan in April of this year. After Biden's decision, Omaha received refugees from Afghanistan who now call Omaha home. But even before the Soviet invasion, UNO was already beginning to create ties with that country. In 1972, the Center for Afghanistan Studies became part of UNO.
For any country, to have a study center at an American university is very important. A center that is dedicated to study that country and provide analysis and academic research on that country.
Director of the Center for Afghanistan Studies, Shirjan Amatsai, says that the United States had been involved with Afghanistan since the 50s and 60s. The Center for Afghanistan Studies came to the picture in the 70s, functioning as a hub to provide all kinds of information to the United States about Afghanistan. Between photo collections and a study center dedicated to Afghanistan, a strong bond has been created between the Omaha community and the country of Afghanistan. The Dulaney exhibition will be for display at the Osborne Gallery inside the Chris Library at UNO until February 28 of 2022. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.